Remember, you're selling the smile and not the braces. After 50, most people don't want to buy fitness per se. They want to buy all the other stuff that they get if they exercise regularly, like enjoying sports and hobbies, avoiding injury, playing with their grandkids, avoiding high blood pressure and diabetes, etc. Hi, everybody. I'm Jay Croft, and welcome to the Optimal Aging Podcast, where we discuss the business of exercise, healthy living, and well-being for people 50 and over. Each week, we explore what healthy living means for millions of people over age 50 and what's coming next, with a focus on communications, content, and making powerful connections. Hey, did you hear that now is the time to stop marketing your business? Yep, it's January after all. People are always tired of hearing about your business after the holidays. And then there's the whole pandemic Omicron thing messing everything up even worse. It's best to just stay quiet for a while, right? Wrong. You should always be marketing your fitness, health, and well-being business to people over 50. There is no bad time. There is no reason to stop or slow down. Marketing is a must-have all the time, not a nice-to-have when things are a breeze and you've got plenty of time to handle it. So, with this in mind, I want to share 22 tips for communicating and promoting yourself in 22. Just my way of urging you to keep it up and to do it smartly so you can help more people grow your business and promote yourself as a leader in over 50 fitness and health. First, we'll touch on the pandemic, then take a high-level look at your content marketing efforts and make some points about specific things to cover with your internal and community communications as well. Here we go. Now, only the first four are about COVID, so hang in there. Number one, regarding COVID, be transparent and proactive with your clients, prospects, and employees. More information is always better than less. We're all tired of the pandemic, but clients and prospects have legitimate questions about your policies and procedures, and it's up to you to answer those questions without making them ask and feel uncomfortable. For example, if you've decided to require everyone to wear a mask in your gym or studio, then be sure to tell them in email newsletters, Facebook, your website, signs on the door, and at the front desk. I'm not talking about being alarmist, I'm talking about being clear. Number two, create a plan for the event that a member or an employee tests positive. Now, you might have already done this in the earlier days of the pandemic. If so, you might want to take it out and dust it off, see if there's any changes you want to make. If you didn't do it earlier, I urge you to do it now. Make sure all your employees read the plan and know where to find it in case something comes up. Stress confidentiality, always, and let everyone know if there will be any changes to service or not. Number three, promote your online training and hybrid options even when there's not a crisis. If you've stopped offering virtual training, get it back on track. Hybrid is probably here to stay. And if there's another variant scare or there's another lockdown or whatever, your customers and clients will expect you to be ready for it this time. So be ready. Number four, stay positive and stay out of the political fray. We can all get through this together, and you don't want to alienate anyone by bashing this or that politician or medical official or approach to the crisis. People come to you for fitness and health, not political insight, right? Okay, enough about COVID. Moving on to number five. Set the table for your communication strategy by creating your company values and making sure everyone knows where to find them. What do you really stand for? If you don't have this figured out yet, it's worth spending time on it. In fact, the process involves a whole separate conversation and We'll have to get to that at another time. If you do have your values established, make sure everyone sees them clearly all the time. Number six, that communications strategy should also clearly state a few key messages that all of your content will reinforce. Prospects need to hear the same message 7 times before they consider spending money. So repeat those messages in different ways and in different places all the time.
We'll be right back after a short break. Hey, everybody wants to bring in more money and to save time, right? Well, our friends at Nomly are here to help you improve your gym's communications with clients and grow your business. Join more than 300 fitness coaches who are doing more business with less work. Nomly helps to systematize and simplify gym operations by centralizing member data and communications so gym owners can increase their customer lifetime value, improve staff efficiencies, and raise the bottom line. This centralized communications tool helps you in lots of ways. It helps you orchestrate referral programs at the push of a button, helps you hold clients accountable with built-in two-way texting, and it lets you rest assured that all your clients' messages are being handled properly. Schedule a free consultation today at Nomly.com/optimal-aging-podcast. That's Nomly, Nomly.com/optimal-aging-podcast. Back to the show.
Number seven, use a process for your content. Now, I provide my subscribers with a monthly calendar, and I urge them to spend a few minutes each week scheduling the content distribution. Treat it like a business chore, because it is. Number eight, communicate via multiple channels. For people over 50, that primarily means Facebook, your email newsletters, and blog posts. Now, you might also want to be on YouTube and Instagram and others, and that's fine. And depending on your audience, printed products can have great value. Remember, older people like to read, and they like to hold what they're reading in their hands more than younger people might. Number nine, use, reuse, and reuse again all your content. Put something on Facebook and then put it in your email newsletter and then save it for your next open house and then repeat it online somewhere at a later time, et cetera, et cetera. Each piece of content is a business asset. Make the most of it by using it in all your channels. Number 10, what makes you special from all the other fitness, health, and well-being providers? You want to be clear about it in all your communications. For instance, if you're trying to appeal to people over 50, then don't use stock images of 20-somethings in all your marketing materials, right? Number 11, network with other businesses in your community. Share your content with them. Say a postcard to leave with the local hairdresser, chiropractor, or massage clinic. They promote you, you promote them, etc. Here in Atlanta, my gym is just steps away from a Pilates studio, a Mexican restaurant, a health food sandwich shop, a physical therapist, and more places where people might want to hear about the gym down the street. Number 12, do you want free local media coverage? Of course you do. And I'll be talking about this on an upcoming Zoom call. So let me know if you want to join. Send me an email at jay@primefitcontent.com and I'll send you an invitation. Now, I've spent most of my life in mainstream media, and I know what reporters and editors are looking for, why they'll send reporters and cameras to your business in good times and bad. Two things to keep in mind generally. First, remember what they want and need. No journalist is just dying to hear your life story or personal philosophy or brainstorm that you had this morning. Second, do you get an article or a spot on TV, radio, a blog, etc., be sure to maximize its value over and over, again and again, through your website, your email newsletters, and social media. Number 13, Position your offer clearly and consistently. Are you offering a premium service to people who can afford higher prices? Or are you trying to serve a low-income demographic? I'm not saying either is right or wrong or good or bad. Just be confident in your pricing either way. You know, this is one of the most attractive features about the over 50 market. Compared to people in their 20s, older folks just have more money to spend, pure and simple, and they will pay for the added attention you can give them. Not everyone's looking to save every last dime, right? Number 14, give incentives to work out during off hours. Many older people are retired, of course, or at least partially, and they might like working out with you in the middle of the day when the younger crowds are at work or dealing with small children or whatever. It's quieter, it's calmer, might be a better time for them to come in and fill your gym and occupy your trainers. Number 15, look out for myths about aging and exploit them to your own benefit and the benefit of your active agers. I love doing this in articles on Prime Fit content because, you know, older people are supposedly boring and cheap and afraid of technology, right? They're not attractive or interested in sex. They're just cute and cuddly. Stop. Number 16, remember, it's not about you. Too many of us talk about ourselves in marketing too much when really no one cares beyond a minimal point. For instance, if you're a certified personal trainer with 20 years of experience, great. That's it. You don't need to list every certification or every course you've ever taken. Guys, do not pose with your shirt off. Not everyone wants your kind of body, and you need to listen to what they want before calling attention to yourself. Number 17, remember you're selling the smile and not the braces. After 50, most people don't want to buy fitness per se. They want to buy all the other stuff that they get if they exercise regularly, like enjoying sports and hobbies, avoiding injury, playing with their grandkids, avoiding high blood pressure and diabetes, etc. Number 18, use a diverse range of images and stories in your content. You want to reflect your market. You want to show who you want to come in. You want your ideal clients to see themselves in your communications. If that means your ideal client is hot 25-year-olds, then fine, load up your website and your social media with images of hot 25-year-olds. But more likely, you're aiming at a wider range of folks. Some are fit, some are overweight, some are men, unless you only want women. Most are probably straight, but not necessarily. You know all of this and more, or you should, about your community and your ideal client. Be sure that it's reflected in the messages you send.
Let's take a short break. We'll be right back. Hey, are you a fitness professional trying to grow your business with people over 50? If you are, then you need to know how to communicate with them, how to market to them, and how to get them to know you, like you, and trust you with their fitness and their money. We're talking about the baby boomers and more. People who are a little older and a little younger are still in this demographic slice that I'm talking about. People who are older than the typical client or prospect that gyms and studios go for. They have more time, more money, and better motivation to become excellent long-term fitness clients for gyms, studios, and trainers. Prime Fit Content is the only content marketing company designed specifically to help you engage people in this group and to distinguish yourself from competitors in your community. It's effective, it's easy to use, and it's super affordable. Check it out at primefitcontent.com. That's prime, like prime of your life, fit content, primefitcontent.com. Back to the show.
Number 19, remember that your email list is one of your most prized possessions. You want to drive all your contacts to it. That's because you own your contact list for emails, while you do not own your contacts on Facebook or anything else. And Facebook's out of your control. Facebook could go away tomorrow. I mean, it probably won't, but you know, point remains. Number 20, use that list and send out at least 2 emails a week. Some experts recommend even more, and I do not argue with them. So you ought to be able to manage at least 2 a week. And don't feel like you're being a nuisance to people on your email list. First, they asked to be on your list. Second, they can unsubscribe at any time. And third, you're sending them good content they'll be happy to see. You're not sending spam. Number 21, don't publish a hard sell too often. Content isn't advertising. Try to keep it to somewhere between 10 and 20%. Finally, number 22, again, don't stop communicating. Whether you call it marketing, talking, writing, promoting, whatever, if people don't know you're in business and that you want them as customers and that you provide an environment that they're going to like, well, then they're probably not very likely to join you, are they? Now comes the call to action. And actually, I guess this would make it, the extra bonus tip, because you want to have some kind of call to action in your communications. And so my call to action for you after hearing these tips is I want you to think about 2 or 3 or 4 of these tips that jump out at you and to jot down some thoughts about what you can do to put them into action in your business. And if you have any questions about how to do that, you can reach out to me in an email at jay@primefitcontent.com, or you can ask me a question in my Facebook group, which is free. So if you're not in it already, then please join in. It's Prime Fit Pros Group on Facebook. I would love to hear what you think of all this and how you're going to use it. Now it's time for 3 things I like this week. Number 1, the holidays are over. Yay. Now, before you call me a Grinch, let me just say that I like the holidays just fine, and I had a great time this year. But wow, they go on too long. There's too many work delays, too much shopping, way too much overeating. And now I've got to compensate with way too much time at the gym. Number 2, RuPaul's Drag Race Season 14 just started, and really looking forward to meeting this latest batch of queens. I've never been a fan of drag shows in real life, but this quote-unquote reality competition series is always fun, interesting, and surprisingly heartfelt. The messages are universal. You don't have to be a drag queen or gay to enjoy it. Check it out. You'll feel like a winner, baby. Number 3, muscle memory supplement from Life Priority. You can use this powder mix as a pre-workout. It helps you produce nitric oxide and support your cardiovascular system. But I just keep ordering it because I found that it gives me a nice mental boost in the afternoon when my attention and energy tend to lag. There's no jitters either. You can get it at lifepriority.com. And full disclosure, I interviewed the business's owner, World Series winner Greg Pryor, on this podcast about a year ago, episode 19. Give it a listen. And no, I don't get anything for mentioning this or anything else here. I just like sharing good stuff. Okay, that's it for this week. I'll be back next time with another guest. And if you missed last week's conversation with Dr. Dan Ritchie of the Functional Aging Institute, go back and listen to it now. He and I had a good talk about the year just passed and a look ahead at what's coming in the new one. Thanks for joining me today. Have a good one. Bye. Thank you for listening to the Optimal Aging Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Croft, and I hope you enjoyed it. And if you did, I hope you'll subscribe, tell a friend, and write a review.
All of that helps us grow our audience. I also hope you'll share any comments you have with me in an email or on social media, including suggestions for people I should interview or topics I should cover. You can learn more about me and my content business at primefitcontent.com. You can send me an email at j@primefitcontent.com. That's J-J-A-Y at primefitcontent.com. I'm also on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. So find me anywhere you like and be in touch. And again, thanks for listening. Join us next time.